Welcome back. We are here with some extra fat joy. I have 10 questions for the plus size pageant queens, Ellen, Rebecca, and Shaunice. All right, here we go. So question one, if your week, this past week, was a chapter of a book, what would it be called? Shaunice, let's start with you.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's a challenging one.
I can come back to you if you like.
Yes, let me think about that one for a second.
Rebecca, do you have?
Sure. Controlled chaos.
Controlled chaos. Yes. Ellen, what would your week be called?
I can't wait for my bed.
Oh, yes. Shaunice.
I think I'm going to go with patience.
Patience. Yeah. Awesome. All right. What is one thing that you own that you probably really should throw out?
Easy.
Not easy. Okay, go, Rebecca.
My scale.
Oh, please. Yes. Let's get rid of that. Whoa. Yeah. Shaunice, do you have one?
I'm going to piggyback and say my scale, but also these really old Jello shots that have been in my fridge.
Oh, my gosh. Jello shots. You're taking me back to my 20s, Shaunice. I love it. So fun. Ellen, what about you?
Okay, not throw out, but donate. I have this really bad habit of buying clothes and not returning them within the right period of time. So my mom is like, there's a whole cupboard of stuff that is just clothes that you just don't want. So I should probably donate those.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Probably like still have the tags on it kind of thing.
Yeah, literally all like in pristine condition. Nice. The one that's been there for 2 years.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. Or you could sell it. I think there's probably boards you could probably sell it on. But although that takes a lot of effort, donation is always good too. Yeah. All right. Third question. What is the most used app on your phone? Shaunice, what's yours?
I think I'm going to have to go with the email app.
Yeah.
Honestly, I am constantly, I have probably 5 or 6 different emails. And if it's not one email, it's another. So it's emails for sure.
Email. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Rebecca?
There's 2 at the moment. Instagram. And I use the Queenly app. It's an app of used dresses, and you can filter by size, and it's just, I love it. So I'm always looking to see what dresses are available.
That's so great. Queenly, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And Ellen, what about you?
I probably would say email and Instagram.
Yeah.
I have scrolling on Insta.
Yes. Yes. All right. Favorite smell?
I have a really specific one.
Yeah.
So it's washing that my mom has done that has been dried outside.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. It's that one. And it's just because I guess there's maybe like a homely comfort smell to that. But whenever I do it, it's not the same. Even if I use the same washing product and put it outside, it's not the same. So it has to be that my mom has done.
Oh, yes. I love that. Shaunice, what about you?
I would have to say there's something about newborn babies. I wish we could just bottle that scent. They smell so wonderful. And I have a niece that should be here any day, so I can't wait.
Oh, you're going to get your fill. Yes. Oh, I have a puppy. I feel that same way about new puppy smell. Like just, oh, it's like new life or something. Yeah. Yeah. Rebecca, what about you?
I have at least 3 cups of coffee a day, and just that fresh brewed pot of coffee that I didn't make.
Oh, yes. I love that for TV. It was actually all 3. It was like something someone else made. It did. That is so good. What is your favorite word?
It just goes back to my mantra before the pageant is worthy.
Worthy. Yeah. Yeah.
I would say love.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just love love. I feel like I love bringing love into the world. I love sharing love. I love.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, and Ellen?
Oh, mine was going to be a swear word.
Oh, it can be a swear. Swears are allowed.
I was going to say fuck, because like, it's just like, you can put it with anything and it just elevates the next word.
Right? Yep. Yes. Sorry. No, it's perfect. Well, you can be like fucking worthy and then you can say, I fucking love you. See, it just enhances, right? What about least favorite word? What's a word that you do not like?
Okay. So there's a lot of different words for the word vagina. And the word coochie, it just irks me. I don't know what it is, but I don't like that word at all.
Oh my God. I grew up with that song, Pop That Coochie, Baby, Pop, Pop That Coochie. And that's all. Now I'm going to have that as an earworm. Thank you. A coochie. I've not thought of that word in so long. Yeah. I don't like it either. Now that you say it. Ellen, do you have a least favorite?
I don't know, but there's like a thing over here. No one really likes the word moist.
Yeah, here too. A lot of people do not like the word moist.
I don't know, but like, it's a bit of a weird word.
Right.
Unless you're using it for vaping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rebecca, what about you? Least favorite word?
I don't like when it's used in a derogatory way. That.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a word that I can use to describe myself and even the title of your podcast. But if you use it in a negative derogatory way, like just the heckles, like you want to see me.
Out comes the crown. Let me hit you with it. So true. Yes. All right. What scares you,
Rebecca?
Well, my silly, irrational fear is sharks. But I go swimming in the sea. I have no problem. But yeah, I have the fear of sharks. But like my serious fear is not having a legacy.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks, Rebecca. Ellen, what about you? What scares you?
Oh, it's going to sound really deep and really depressing, but never experiencing true love.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever been in love. And that scares me that and I know it will happen one day, but yeah, it scares me that it might never happen.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. I really get that. Thanks, Ellen. Shanice, how about you? What scares you?
I don't think I have any like physical fears. I'm one of those type of people. I'll try a little bit of anything twice. but one of the things that scares me, excuse me, and it overwhelms me is being stagnant. Growth is so important to me. So being stagnant really kind of freaks me out.
Yeah. What would you tell your younger self?
I would tell myself that it is okay to be soft and to think that you are pretty and to not feel like you have to fit in this weird ass bubble that society has created for you. I think I had to develop a very hard shell around. So I didn't really encompass that softness and that love until I was almost in my 30s.
Yeah. Relate to that one, Shanice, for sure. Ellen, what about you?
I would say it's not your fault.
Yes.
And that it doesn't feel okay now, but you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be more than okay.
Yeah. You're going to be more than okay. Thanks, Ellen. Rebecca?
I would just tell myself that you have a right to take up space.
Mm-hmm.
As simple as that. Yeah. You have a right to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. All right. What is one? I know you have many, but what is one of your big dreams?
One of my biggest dreams, and it's not a dream, it's going to happen. I'm going to make this happen, manifest this in my life, but is to become so free financially and in my career that I'm able to purchase land, because I really want to live off of the land. I want to be able to have my own animals. I want to have my own garden. I want to just really go back to the way that we all should be living openly and freely, and walk barefoot in my garden and do all of the things and just have that peace. That is one of my biggest dreams, and that's why I work so hard.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thanks, Shanice. Ellen.
So my big dream, and these two girls I know that I've been working on it, is that I want to move to Nashville.
Oh, yay.
I'm a nurse, so I have my license for Tennessee. So my big dream is that I will be living there, and I'm going to have that whole white picket fence life with a husband, 2.5 children, you name it. And I'm going to write country music songs, even though I can't sing, I'm on my way there. I know it. But yeah, I'm just going to have that kind of peace that Shanice keeps talking about, and just have my little bubble, because I know I can have that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, and Nashville, such a great place. Amazing. Thanks, Ellen. Rebecca, what about you?
I'm a military spouse, so I've had many jobs over the years, and I'm finally in a job where I'm going to have a retirement. Not something that happens for a lot of military spouses to have their own retirement. So that's a big goal and dream of mine, and to upgrade our home into a space where my son could have his own apartment attached. Just getting to that next stage of our lives, and looking forward to walking the beach with my husband in retirement, and just those big dreams and big goals.
Yeah, absolutely. There's like really that theme of peace is really showing up for everyone. And what I'm also hearing is like peace, but also like, I would call this like anti-late stage capitalism as well. Like not continuing on this hamster wheel, actually having some freedom and choice that we're not normally afforded within this current oppressive system. Yeah, beautiful. All right, last question. If you had a billboard on the side of a really busy highway where tens of thousands would see it every day, what would you put on that billboard?
Just, you are enough just as you are.
Yeah. Yeah. You are enough just as you are. Beautiful. Yeah.
I think I would put like resources. There are so many people that don't know the resources that are available to them, especially in the mental health world. And I would put what those resources are and how to connect with those resources.
Yes. Yes. Love that. Thank you. And Ellen, how about you?
I would probably take the name of the kind of organization that I'm ambassador for and have it say it loud, whatever that means to you. So in terms of, you know, wanting to speak up about who you are, or speak up about sexual violence, speak up about mental health, just say it loud and be out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Ellen. Oh, thank you for playing my little 10 questions game. That was such a great way to get to know each of you even better. So thank you so much for being here. It's been wonderful.